Hey everyone, this is Anthony from the Console Gaming Crew, and we could not be happier to announce that we are now part of the Boss Rush Podcast Network and are featured on BossRushGames.com. BossRushGames.com is a place where you can find up-to-date news articles, blogs, and podcasts about video games. In addition to that, there is a growing collection of podcasts in not just the gaming community, but other communities as well. We are honored to be part of such a great network of podcasters, so please stop by and give everyone a listen. Thank you so much and enjoy the show.
Yo, crew members, what it be?
Hello. Oh, feels good to be back in this motherfucker.
Yeah, and we don't have any technical difficulties right now.
We don't. See what happens. I feel like every week for the last couple weeks, it's taken like an hour to get this damn thing started.
It is a learning process when it comes down to that new mixer that we got. So, I mean, I'm trying my best to get everything going the way we need to. So, we'll see.
We'll get it. So, we had a bit of a different plan today, but we had to switch things up because Anthony has a drill and he's got things going on with that. So, he's not going to be here. And we didn't want to do the episode without him.
Now, we have an episode that we really want to do that. I mean, it absolutely needs to involve the three of us.
Yeah, it should be fun. So, there's more than enough news articles to go around, so we figured that's what we would do. Just cover some news. And before we get to all the fun stuff, unfortunately, we never like to do this part, but we got some heavy shit that we want to at least, talk about for a couple minutes. And obviously, that would be, all the shit surrounding all this Russia and Ukraine stuff going on.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, for me is a little bit personal.
For you, it's personal on more than one level.
Yeah.
Because you are Ukrainian.
Yeah, I am Ukrainian. I have family over there right now. I have family over here that's terrified, obviously, and I feel terrible listening to them and seeing their faces because they're literally seeing where they grew up. And we're, their home
being destroyed. Bombed. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and like I said, we have family fighting over there. We have family that we weren't able to get in touch with. I actually do think one of the people my aunt was able to get in touch with and said for the time being that they are safe.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I hate that preface. For the time being, we're safe.
Yeah, I know. But, so some of the stuff that we're going to talk about in news, it does have to do with everything going on in Ukraine and, and it has to do with some stuff that's going on with, it's the continuation of, like, the sanctions and everything with Russia, now the gaming world is also doing their part as well.
I mean, this isn't off-brand for us. When something happens, we talk about it.
And especially if it hits home, And for you, if it hits home for you, then it hits home for me. We family.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm not going to go as far as to speak for them, but I would imagine maybe even a little bit on Anthony's end, because I'm pretty sure his wife's Ukrainian. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because the four of us went to the Ukrainian festival together before COVID hit. So,
Look, it is without, obviously it's without saying that we stand firmly on our feet with and for the blue and yellow for the Ukrainian people, man.
Yeah. I just hope to God that this just is over sooner rather than later. This shit needed to be over yesterday.
Absolutely.
And the day before that because it's just nonsense.
Y'all are in our hearts for real. Yeah. I know people on that side of the world listen. And we do have you people listen to us over there. So, please know that. We are thinking of you. We with you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, now that we got that out of the way, let's pick this thing back up a little bit, huh? What do you think?
All right.
What's the first thing you want to talk about?
I don't even know why I turned that voice on.
We got some good stuff.
Let's go ahead and talk about this first topic. Now, let's go into BAFTA. So,
damn, it sucks that we're doing this too because we don't get to give our picks because Anthony's not here.
Oh no, I'm still giving picks.
All right, I'll give mine too. Fuck, let's go.
I'll get picks. Get the hell out of here. All right, so we got the nominees for the 2022 BAFTA Game Awards. And one of the big leaders of the whole thing is a game that I played and loved and finished, which was It Takes Two. That co-op platformer is leading the pack right now with 9 nominations. So let's go into these games. All right, so the nominees for Best Game, not Game of the Year, but Best Game. I want to specify that. We have Deathloop, Forza Horizon 5, Inscription, It Takes Two, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, and Returnal. I will tell you right now, I will go It Takes Two.
I'm going to go It Takes Two just because of all the things I've heard about it and the things I've heard you say specifically. So,
all right. Nominees for Best British Game. You have Alba, A Wildlife Adventure, Death's Door, Fights in Tight Spaces. That sounds interesting, actually. Forza Horizon 5, Overboard, and Sable. I will go with the game that I played, which is Forza Horizon 5. Even though I do also, I've watched people play Death's Door, and that game does look like a lot of fun.
I'm going to rock with Forza as well. Just because I didn't give it, like, I knew it was a great game, but I didn't give it its due at the Game Awards, and it cleaned up pretty good. It won some awards really that I didn't did. Think I that really I didn't did. Think it would win.
All right. So next one we have is nominees for animation. You have Call of Duty Vanguard, It Takes Two, Kena: Bridge of Spirits, Life is Strange: True Colors, Psychonauts 2, and Ratchet and Clank: Rift Apart.
And that
you
is want to
talk
what?
About some great fucking games in this. My God.
Wait, which war was this one? I'm sorry.
Animation.
Oh, I'm going to go Ratchet and Clank.
Okay.
Oh, so, fuck. There's so many, though.
Right? Yeah. So, like, immediately I'm thinking It Takes Two, Kena, and Life is Strange. Because the whole thing with Life is Strange is that everything that she sees, you know what I mean, with her sixth sense is like auras, and auras are just so colorful, you know what I mean? Because you can see, like, you mean when they're angry it's red, and when they're just sad it's blue, and I mean you see like the purples and everything just really really brightly with that game. But it takes two like Hob and I talked about this, it pays homage to a lot of the games before it, you know what I'm saying, like platformers and, you know what I mean, and like 2D to 3D type of like transitions and stuff like that. So I think I gotta run with It Takes Two again. Man, I sound like such a homer.
You do sound like a homer. But but I'm gonna roll with It Takes Two as well. I can't turn my back on it. I know how it's cleaned up already. So
okay, so the nominees for Artistic Achievement, you have The Artful Escape, It Takes Two, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Resident Evil Village, and Returnal.
That's tough. See, I thought with my heart too much the last time, which is what didn't do me service, because I loved Resident Evil Village, so I picked it for gonna. Yeah.
Just because I remember, I think at the Game Awards, Returnal won a nomination close to what like this basically is, this Artistic Achievement. So I'm actually gonna go Returnal on this.
I'm gonna go Returnal as well, because if I don't, I'm gonna go Resident Evil Village, and I'm gonna be mad if Resident Evil Village wins.
Shit, sorry about that,
bruh. Professionalism.
I don't have it. I've been told you that. Shit, look at me, I don't have no fucking professionalism. Okay, so the nominees for Best Audio Achievement, we have The Artful Escape, Call of Duty Vanguard, Deathloop, Halo Infinite, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, and Returnal. I'm going to tell you what, I'm probably going to go Guardians. Because from you what need I
to
heard,
let, you need to let me pick first on the next one, or else it's just going to sound like I'm going to keep picking the same one.
Oh,
as you.
Fuck. Okay. All right. Well, no, because dude,
because I'm going Guardians as well.
Okay. Yeah. Because from, you know, from what I've heard, you know, from watching other people play Guardians, into which we'll be able to play it real soon.
Yeah. Game Pass.
Yep. It's coming. But I heard the music in that and everything is just fantastic. Okay, dude. Now it's your turn to tell me your who you think is going to win the nominees for best debut game.
Who I think is going to win the nominee?
Yeah, who's going to win the nominee?
They're already nominated.
Oh, well, that is true. Look, man, I'm fine. I swear I'm fine. The Artful Escape, Eastward, The Forgotten City, Genesis Noir, Maquette, and Tome.
I'm going to go with The Artful Escape.
Artful Escape is the only one that I actually know about on this. But just to not sound like I'm copying you, I'll go Genesis Noir because I like noirs. I just think it's cool. All right. Next one is the nominees for Best Evolving Game. You have Among Us, Animal Crossing New Horizons, Apex Legends, Disco Elysium The Final Cut, Fortnite, and No Man's Sky.
See, I want to go Animal Crossing, but I don't know how often and how much the game actually evolves. Like, it evolves a little bit for like a set amount of time, and then it's just kind of the same repetitive shit.
See, it's funny. Like, I watched this video on TikTok of somebody talking about Animal Crossing New Horizon, about how the game essentially, they steal children and then brainwash them. And I mean, that's why you don't see any adults, you know what I'm saying, on the islands. That's why, I mean, that's why they're on island by themselves. That, you know, that's why they have these, like, you know what I mean, companion animals.
Yeah.
So,
I'm gonna go. Even if I think it's gonna win, I'm never gonna pick Fortnite for anything. So I'm gonna go No Man's Sky.
See, I was looking at that, thinking about picking that one too. But I
would like for Animal Crossing, but
I'm actually gonna run with Among Us because I feel like, dude, I feel like that game is still flying high.
Yeah, well, all of them are, I think. Well, I mean, I don't know about Animal Crossing, how much it's still flying. I don't hear as much about it, but the rest of them,
I mean, they like did do that in November, that last, you mean the last big DLC, you know what I mean? Yeah. That was, was part of the free stuff, so. Next one we have is the nominees for Best Family Game.
This effed me up last time.
You have Alba, A Wildlife Adventure. Chicory, A Colorful Tale. Excuse me. Forza Horizon 5, Mario Party Superstars, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, and Unpacking.
Unpacking is funny. I'm actually glad that that even has a nomination, because that's such
a small
indie game. Yeah, I downloaded it for Alex, yeah, and she played it a good bit, and it was like, it was so soothing to watch. Best family game. I'm gonna go Mario.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same. Just because you can never go wrong with picking a Mario Party game. Alright, so we're almost done. We don't have that many left. At least I don't think. If we do, I'll blaze through them. Tell with it. All right, so now we have the nominees for Best Game Beyond Entertainment. I don't even know what the fuck. See, here's the thing. They give me the category, but they don't explain what the category is. And that's the problem. So the nominees are Alba, A Wildlife Adventure, Before Your Eyes, Chicory, A Colorful Tale, Game Builder Garage, It Takes Two, and Psychonauts 2. I appreciate how hard you think about this, by the way.
Psychonauts?
Okay. I'll go with It Takes Two, just because I love that game. All right, next one up is game design. You have Deathloop,
Deathloop, Verizon Fios.
Wow. Forza Horizon 5, Inscription, It Takes Two, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, and Returnal.
Returnal.
I'm actually going to go Deathloop on this one. I want Returnal to win, but I'm going Deathloop. I'm flipping it a little bit. Right. Next one is nominees for Best Multiplayer Game. Back for Blood, Call of Duty Vanguard, Forza Horizon 5, I had to think about that one for a minute, Halo Infinite, Hell Let Loose, and It Takes Two.
And what was the award?
Multiplayer.
It Takes Two. Easily. It Takes Two. I'm going with my gut.
See, It Takes Two is a co-op, not necessarily a multiplayer. See, I think a multiplayer is something different than co-op. But I don't know. I'm actually going to go Back for Blood, because that's actually been a lot of fun lately, because I've been playing that with the guys. That game's actually a good time. All right, nominees for Best Music. You have Deathloop, Far Cry 6, Halo Infinite, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, and Returnal. I'm actually really surprised Guardians of the Galaxy isn't on that.
Yeah.
I figure when they say best music, I'm guessing they mean best accompaniment.
Probably. List them again.
Huh?
I'm starting. I said list them again because now I'm running through their music.
No, that's all right. Head. Deathloop, Far Cry 6, Halo Infinite, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Returnal.
It's going to be tough for me to pick any one of those since I haven't played a single one, so I haven't been able to hear their music. So,
I've only played once.
I'm just going to bow out of that one.
All right,
I'll make a guess. Fuck it. Returnal.
I'm gonna go Halo Infinite because you can never go wrong with. Alright, we have now nominees for Best Narrative. It Takes Two, Life is Strange, True Colors, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Psychonauts 2, Returnal, and Unpacking.
That's a tough one because I've heard that they all have very, very good stories. Unpacking, I don't know the ending of it, so I'm still quite confused by that one. But Alex would actually probably be pretty surprised to hear how many awards that game's up for, too.
Yeah.
Best narrative. I'm gonna go Guardians.
Okay. So
I keep hearing from Clyburn how great the story is there. So
one of the things that I will say when it comes down to stuff like this.
Speak of the woman and she shall appear.
FMV games, you know what I'm saying? They're like narrative based games, you know what I'm saying? And Life is Strange is one of those styles, so I'm not going to go against one of those, a narrative-based game in a narrative category. So I'm going to go Life is Strange.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. Now, next one is nominees for original property. You have Deathloop.
I don't even know what that even means.
Neither do I. Deathloop, Death's Door, Inscription, It Takes Two, Returnal, and Unpacking.
It Takes Two, just because I have no idea what that
I'll
even
go
means.
Unpacking because I haven't picked them for anything yet.
I'm going when in doubt, pick It Takes Two at this point.
All right, here you go. Here's one that It Takes Two isn't a part of. Nominees for technical achievement.
Ooh.
Forza Horizon 5, Hitman 3, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Resident Evil Village, and Returnal.
I feel like I want to go Forza because that game is like technically flawless.
Yeah, I'm going to go Forza as well because that's supposed to be the game that really shows what the Series X can handle.
Yeah.
Like graphics-wise. nominees for EE Game of the Year. I don't know what the hell that means.
EE. It's Minimi's favorite game.
That's what it is. Got it. So the nominees are Chicory, A Colorful Tale, Deathloop, The Forgotten City, It Takes Two, Metroid Dread, and Unpacking.
It Takes Two. I can't believe Unpacking is up for this many fucking awards. That's crazy.
I'm going to go with Metroid Dread because this is the only one I've heard of, man.
Now I feel like I need to like go back and finish that.
And it looks like that's it. Okay.
All right.
Although there was more.
Well, moving right along.
So the BAFTA Game Awards ceremony will be streamed on April 7th. The polls will close on April 1st at 11:59 UK time.
Get your votes in. Please get your votes in, especially if you got a dog in the fight.
All right, next one we're going to talk about is a show that just got renewed for a second season. Apparently, it is doing pretty damn good out there, and I am, of course, talking about Cuphead.
I'm excited. I haven't gotten to peep it yet, but I definitely... What is it on again? It's Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Definitely going to have to peep that. Yeah, Alex showed me the other day, and I was just like, what?
I am so curious on the just Cuphead art style with the TV show. You know what I'm saying? I'm curious to see like that old.
Do we know what rating is on that?
No.
I'm gonna check. You go.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and check. Yeah, so season one only explored a handful of the game's extensive cast of bosses. Oh, cool. So there's plenty of more material left for them to go even beyond season two. You know what I mean? Is what a lot of people are saying. So, yeah, man. I'm really happy for him on that. Also, don't forget that on...
The Cuphead show is not for young kids going by Netflix's age rating, is what this article is saying right now. Despite being a cartoon, this is by Joe Craig, and it's on HITC.com. Despite being a cartoon, the Cuphead show does contain some adult themes that children may find hard to understand or frightening, in addition to its slightly menacing design. We explore the official age rating for the show, and discussed why the animation is not suitable for young children. So the actual rating is... the United States age rating is TVY7, confirming that the show is only suitable for audiences age 7 years and over.
Okay. So, got it. Old enough to be able to understand, you know what I mean, something. Reality and...
Yeah.
Word. All right, let's do... Let's do our Ukrainian stuff, and then we'll end it on the other two.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So, Ukraine has called for Xbox, PlayStation, and all game development companies to block Russian support. Now, a lot of people in Russia are waking up, you know what I mean, this weekend or late last week to find out that they can't get on Facebook, they can't get on Google, they can't get on YouTube, and that's because these companies, which are companies based in democratic countries, by the way, they are blocking... And I mean, Russia from being able to access them, meaning that now the Russian people are being hit even harder. You know what I mean? Because of the absolute bullshitness that is Vladimir Putin.
All of this is so unfortunate that like innocent people in Russia have to deal with this shit. Because obviously these are all tactics to try to get to Putin to be like, hey, look what you're doing to your own people now.
Yeah, but see, that would actually involve somebody who has a heart for their people.
Exactly. It's a, you know, like I get why it's being done. I just hate, like, I hate seeing that, you know, Russia
can't seeing innocent people, like, you know what I mean?
Being like Russian athletes can't compete, you know, in FIFA. They, you know,
yeah.
Ovechkin's not allowed to do his CCM endorsements anymore and you know, stuff like that. And what people also have to realize, and there are stories you can look up from other athletes, that you have to remember that other countries are not the same as ours. And
yes,
freely speaking out against your leaders is something that you can do here and not worry about not waking up the next day or not worrying about your family being targeted and stuff like that. And like I said, you can look up Enes Kanter. I think he's from Turkey in the NBA, just went through something similar with him talking about some shitty stuff that his government did over in Turkey, and then he became like, I don't know if they went after his family or they tried to like call him a terrorist and stuff like that. Like it's crazy. So like people are like, oh, well, you know, Ovechkin's profile picture is still a picture of, you know, him and Putin. I'm like, yeah, well, his family's still in Russia.
The NBA players, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, like the Euros, you know, the Euro players in the NBA, you know what I mean? A lot of the players in the NHL, you know what I mean? They can't say anything because the moment they say anything, then, you know what I mean? Then their family is at risk.
Their family's at risk. They're at risk if they go back.
Exactly.
So, like, there's some places that you just, like, count your blessings that you live here, because we can't, you know, if you hate Biden, you can speak about it. You hate Trump, you can speak about it. And you'll have people that won't agree with you, but I don't think you're going to worry about, like, you and your family waking up the next day.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, I mean, the United States is sitting in an interesting, you know what I'm saying, middle ground, because of the fact that we take those liberties
For granted.
And you know what I mean, and dude, we take them so close to heart to where that we can't even think about what it would be like without.
Yeah. Well, you know we're obviously nowhere even remotely close to perfect here, and we got massive problems. But you know, then you look at some other places that have similar problems to what we have, but then they have, you know, a lot of other like I'd still rather live here than a bunch of other places. So
yes,
you know what I mean, like you may not like what people have to say, but you still have freedom of speech here.
Yes,
which you really, it's like Russia's like it's almost like you it's Russia's like you have freedom of speech, but at the end of it there's like a question mark. You have freedom of speech, do you?
I mean,
are
on.
You sure? Are you sure you want to say what you really think?
There have been over 4,000 people that have been arrested. You know what I mean? That were protesters, peaceful protesters in Russia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you mean those are people who do not agree with what the government is doing. You know what I mean? They do not agree with what the defense ministry and Putin are talking about.
Yeah.
But, yes, yeah, so. What they said, what Fedorov, which is the deputy prime minister of Ukraine, I mean, what he put out on Twitter was a quote tagging Xbox and PlayStation, writing, and I quote, "You are definitely aware of what's happening in Ukraine right now. Russia declare war not for Ukraine, but for all civilized world. If you support human values, you should live the." Okay. Well, no, I'm trying to read it word for word, but obviously there are some type of things lost in translation because this is probably taken from him speaking Ukrainian.
Yeah.
But I mean, essentially he's talking about no longer supporting the Russian market. And also we're not just talking about Russia, we're also talking about Belarus. You know what I mean, is another country that is that is dealing with these sanctions and dealing with all this other stuff. Crimea, you know what I mean, which was taken back in 2014. You know what I mean, they're also dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, like so. it's slowly starting to hit everything, and I hate seeing people that like that are treating it like it's a joke. Like I see it all the time. Like you know, you see an article about you know PlayStation or Xbox pulling something Russian related, and then you got a bunch of dummies in the comments like Putin's like, oh God. They're blocking us on PlayStation. It's certainly time to stop bombing Ukraine now. Like, okay, first of all, it's not a joke, number one. Number two, you know, you get what they're doing. No one's assuming that he's just going to stop bombing Ukraine because, you know, there's no more Russian jerseys in NHL 22. Like, that's not the point. Like, they're trying to cut them off from everything to where hopefully the people maybe get mad
enough. To where they are 100% isolated from the rest of the world.
Yeah. And I hate that for the innocent people over there that have absolutely nothing to do with this. They're just unfortunate enough to have an evil fucking dictator over there.
Yes, I agree.
But it's the same thing. And it goes without saying, I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm going to say this here. I certainly hope, because we've been down this road before, that like we don't start, because I've got Russian friends, that we don't start treating Russian people like they're fucking enemies.
No.
We went through that after 9/11 where, like, my best friend at the time, Adrian, couldn't even go to school because he was Muslim. Yeah. So, and of course, at that time, it was just like, you know, that's why, like, when people always talk about how, like, oh, man, I really miss, you know, how we were as a country the day after 9/11. And I'm like, yeah, cool, we got along. But for what? To be racist towards another group of people? Because everyone all of a sudden just, like, was like, oh, fuck everybody Muslim? It's like, that's, I don't want that. Like, yeah. So it goes without saying, like, people better not be out there, you know, going around fucking looting Russian shops and shit like that. Like, just realize what's going on here. Like, this is a bad guy. This is not a bad, you know, Russians not a bad country. Group of people.
It's, that's what I mean. It's the people aren't bad.
It's a shitty leader.
I can't even call him a leader.
I'm not even going to call him a leader.
I mean, dude, it's a shitty individual. Individual, you know what I mean, that is running the second most powerful fucking country in the world.
Yeah.
Other places besides the gaming world that have decided to stand in contrast. You're talking about Disney, Sony Pictures, Warner Brothers, all of them pulled their movies from release in Russia. So far, nobody from Microsoft, Sony Interactive Entertainment, or Nintendo have commented on this open letter. If they do, we will let you know. And another one that, see, this one made me smile. You know what I mean? It's a sad moment, everything going on in Ukraine, but this one actually made me smile. I love this article. I got this article off of Game Rant. The writer is Nicola Capron, I believe is how you say the last name. And the title of the article is, "The Pokemon Company Releases Statement on Ukraine and Then Makes a Charity Donation."
Love it.
So to basically break it down, they decided that, all right, so Pokemon Day happened. Everybody loves Pokemon Day. Pokemon Day was this past Sunday. So, the 27th, you know what I mean, was Pokemon Day. Into which normally it is a huge thing to where everybody loses their mind and everybody goes, you mean like Pokemon Go is like an all-day event. They drop all new crazy shit for the games, into which they did. I mean, they definitely gave us some news, which we'll talk about next. But they decided to undersell and undermarket Pokemon Day. The biggest day for this company to go ahead and like do anything for themselves. Because they didn't want to take any of the spotlight away from what is happening over in Ukraine.
It's a boss move.
Dude.
And I like it. That's
like, yo, I got like you know what that I'm is? Getting that's a, chills that's a, now talking a, about it. Like
that's a dude, that's a human move. Is yes. What that is.
Like, yo, I got chills when I read this. I mean, the other day, and I'm getting chills again just talking about it. Like, that is so big for them. You know what I'm saying, dude? This company does one thing, one fucking thing.
Yeah, and they do it very well.
And yes, they do it very well. I will say that. And they made the brilliant effort in taking and in purposefully taking a step back and being like, look, we know we want to make money, but this is more important than our purse right now.
Yeah, like for number one, our purse is gonna be fine. Number one. Number two, like, yeah, there are far more important things going on in the world than video games right now.
Yeah. So, off of the official Pokemon Twitter page, Twitter account, you have this tweet, and it goes, "The growing crisis in Ukraine and Eastern Europe, which continues to cause the displacement of families and threaten the safety of children, is heartbreaking." "The Pokemon Company International is making an immediate donation of $200,000 to our partners at Global Giving to provide humanitarian relief. The nonprofit will efficiently direct the funds to community-led organizations supporting families and children affected by the crisis. So please learn more and visit globalgiving.org. I will make sure that I put globalgiving.org in our show notes. It will be there. Yo, Pokemon Company.
Bravo.
Bravo. Y'all deserve, you know what I mean? Y'all deserve a hat tipped your direction, man. Like,
I was gonna say you can take all my money, but you already do.
And they're about to take more.
Oh yeah.
They're about to take more. But yeah, man. So
fucking segue.
Before I get into that segue, they're not the only ones that have went ahead and made a significant donation. CD Projekt Red has also made a significant donation to, you know what I mean, to help with the crisis. Because once again, we all see the war. Nobody thinks about the refugees. Nobody thinks about the civilians running from the war. You know what I mean? The ones who are running from their homes. And I appreciate the fact that these two companies decided to look at that.
Yeah.
And decided to outwardly and publicly address that, at least in their own way. But I did say that I had a segue. And my segue was talking about Pokemon. Because we got a new game coming, bruh.
We do. We now, have a couple new games coming, technically.
Dude, Arceus just got here. And one of the things I realized is that Arceus was essentially a beta test. They wanted to see how this open world, like real time, battle type of shit would work.
Yeah.
And now they're giving it to us full bore.
Oh, yeah.
So we are getting Pokemon Violet and Pokemon Scarlet. And right now they are currently up for pre-order because the games will be coming out late 2022.
They just keep proving me wrong, and I need to think of the next one, because I've been saying for probably 8 years now, how are they going to continue to come up with more names for these Pokemon games that make sense? Once they started going, like, we had Red, we had Blue, Diamond, Pearl, Silver, Gold, X, Y, Sun, Moon, I'm like, okay,
Black, White.
They're gonna run out. And then, you know,
and then
Ruby and Sapphire. Yeah. Yeah, and then you get the Alphas, you know, the Alpha Sapphire and the Omega, is it?
And then it's like Sparkling Omega, Diamond and...
Brilliant Diamond and Pearl. Shining Pearl or something like that. Yeah, yeah. And now you have Violet and Scarlet. And I'm like, so now, again, I want to be like, dude, they're going to run out of names. So now I'm trying to think of what the next set of Pokemon games is going to be. Like, we had Sword and Shield. We had...
Which was fun. That was a good
like,
game.
Like, what the hell is next?
So, with this game... Like I said, this is a whole new region. So when I'm talking about a new Pokemon game, I legit mean a new Pokemon game. A lot of people are believing that this game is going to be based in Spain or a Spain-like place. And a lot of that has to do with some of the names of some of the Pokemon. I mean, especially two out of the three starters that they showed us. Because we got a picture of the
water
first level of these. They went back to the OG feel, man. Grass, water, fire.
Yeah.
Which one do you want? So you have the grass cat, Sprigatito, something like that. You have the fire croc, Fuecoco, and the water duck. Well, I mean, just water type, but the duckling named Quaxly. Everybody is going nuts over Quaxly because look, he is adorable. I mean, he's an adorable little duck. Kind of looks like Donald. You know what I mean? I will probably run with the grass cat when I play this game.
I mean, I generally like to just because the grass is always the hardest road. Yeah, yes. Grass is always the hardest road. Never go fire first. It's cheap.
But, yeah, but see, here's the reason why I want to go fire. Fuecoco. So, if you break its name down, it essentially is a Fuecoco fire croc, okay? So, fire crocodile. But... its face looks like a skull, and its body looks like a pepper. So
it's
what
a ghost
people
pepper.
Exactly what people think the final evolution is going to be? You know what I mean, he's going to be a two type, and he's going to be a ghost. You know what I mean, he's going to be a ghost fire type.
That's pretty funny.
That's dude. This sounds fucking nasty.
I'm so excited for this game.
So am I, honestly. And I mean, like, yo, they just did this huge update on Arceus for these like blitzes that are happening in the game, to where you can go ahead and pick like you go to an area and you'll see like these little like bubbles, and it'll be, I mean, you'll see like the little like whatever the Pokemon is. You know what I mean? So say it's Scyther. So I mean, it's a Scyther area. So you go there and then you can catch all the Scythers there, and there's a chance to see a shiny. And also to go ahead and see some alphas. And that's basically what happens with these blitz type areas. So, I mean, it's actually a lot of fun. I still need to beat the game. I have been caught up in a lot of Horizon this week, so I haven't had a chance to play. But, yeah, let's go ahead and let's finish this off. So, we have no information with talking about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet about when the game is going to come out. All we know is that it is going to be late 2022. So I'm guessing probably going to be roughly around a Thanksgiving type of release. But they did say that it is going to be open world.
For which? What is this now?
Scarlet and Violet. It's going to be open world. And
you know,
also, it will have an online versus multiplayer.
That's cool. That's cool.
So essentially bringing in what you could do with Sword and Shield, but then blending it with Arceus.
I know we're not going to get it, but for retro nostalgic purposes, you know what I kind of wish we would get that maybe would happen on, you know, a certain special anniversary for Pokemon maybe or something like that? I would love to get the OG Red and Blue made with today's open world shit on the Switch, like how you had
Let's Go,
or even the or like Let's Go. Yeah, I would love to have the OG game brought. Like,
see, I would like it more like that, like Let's Go Eevee or Pikachu, as opposed to what they did in Arceus or Sword and Shield, because
liked.
Well, my point is that I don't want to see, I mean, the Pokemon just because, dude, you remember like going through the caves, like every half step, you know what I mean, you had a Zubat or a Geodude. Like, do you realize how crowded that place would look if you actually...
Bro, you got, well, don't be so fucking stingy with your money, because all you got to do is buy plenty of repels and you'll be fine.
Fuck that shit, man. I ain't buying no repels. Here. You know what I'm doing? I'm getting experience points, baby. That's what I'm doing.
And you get a lucky egg. You'll be fine. But right, yeah, that would be dope. But yeah, last one we have.
Let's go ahead and end this off with a pretty good banger. We have some upgrades coming to some games: Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, and Resident Evil 7. I believe was Biohazard was the name of that one.
Yep.
They all are getting PS5 and Series S and X upgrades.
I can't even imagine what that would look like, because Biohazard looked fucking fantastic as it was.
I was about to say, dude, yo, Biohazard isn't even that far off from what
I was about
we
to say.
Now.
Biohazard was like as hyper realistic as you can get, and that shit was looking good in VR,
yeah,
which normally dumbs things down a little bit, and it looked fucking ridiculous. So I can't even imagine what the hell this shit looks like with an upgrade.
So here's the part that I love the most: the three games will receive visual enhancements from the new consoles, or for the new consoles, and those who already own them on the PS4 and Xbox One will receive free digital upgrades. So, like my Resident Evil 2 remake that I have, that I got for Freaky Friday, that's going to get that upgrade.
Hell yeah, bro.
Actually, all your games. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so, yeah. Two. You mean you have the 3 remake as well. And 7. You know what I mean? So, dude, you're getting all of it, man. That's fucking... That is legit.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Capcom.
Yeah, Capcom. Good work. So, each of the 3 titles will be updated to include ray tracing, high frame rate, and 3D audio.
Ooh.
The PS5 version will also utilize the DualSense controller's haptic feedback and adaptive triggers. So, even though I have it on Xbox, I'll probably buy it on PlayStation. I have no problem with that. But, yeah, man. That's fucking badass, dude. I like that.
Hell yeah.
Like we said, Capcom, good on you. And fucking Resident Evil 4, you know what I mean, dude, they're getting that remake going on, you mean, plus with the VR stuff and everything else, miss, that's dude, yeah. Capcom is definitely sitting in a good spot right now.
Absolutely.
So now let's tell you what we are playing. Kept it short and sweet this time.
Sweet. You going first?
Sure, why not. So I have been heavy into Horizon Forbidden West. Fucking love it. So the conversation that you and I had last week didn't air because of my technical difficulties. I said my because I know it's on my end. So you start off in the not too distant future from the end of the last game in this one, and you are essentially continuing what you needed, I mean what you were working on at the end of the last game, which is finding Hades and trying to make sure you destroy Hades. And from there, you mean you have to deal with new enemies, new machines, new cauldrons, basically just new everything. Yeah. In the Forbidden West. So I have been running pretty good with that so far. I saw this video talking about what to do in the game to kind of make it a little bit easier on yourself. And what they said was to run through the first 7 main missions, because you get things that are very, very beneficial to you, like the rebreather, you know what I'm saying, for like diving in the water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And some other stuff like what's called a pull caster, which is a different type of rope pulley type system that you have, which is actually pretty awesome. Works out very well.
Yeah.
But for right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm working on the main story. I am working my way into a brand new region called Plainsong, I believe is what they're called. Is what you mean? What's called? I mean, it's the people in that area are called the Utoru.
Okay.
And dude, I'm fucking loving it. I am loving every single bit of it. Besides that, played some Back for Blood with the guys this past Monday. That game is so much fun. And here's why I like this game. It's because of the fact that when you go from spot, I mean, like when you continue in the story, you don't gain your health back.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? So like, dude, if my health was at half, you know, when we got to the last safe house, that's what it's going to be when we go back into the world.
That's dope.
And then I need to go ahead and like grab all these different things for myself and stuff like that. I mean, to go ahead and try to get my health back and all that other shit. But like, you have to worry about like crows and birds because, I mean, certain birds can go ahead and like set off the zombies and make them come after you and shit like that. Like, it is, there are so many different things. I mean, you have these different enemies you have to fight. So yeah, dude, the game's actually a lot of fun. Like I said, I fully understand why it had some nominations in the BAFTA awards.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's basically all I have. I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk about last night. You mean throwing down?
Yeah, I'll start there. Yeah, we threw down on some Chell, and I think we won as many as we lost. We did lose one really bad game with me and Net. We lost like seven. Well, shit, it would have been a lot worse, but we quit.
Yeah, you walked out into which I don't blame you.
Yeah, just couldn't figure out how to do anything. And the first game, we would have been fine, but no, we won the first. We won our first game. Sorry.
Yeah, we won the first.
We won our first game with me and Net. Second game, we probably would have won, but Anthony got booted after the second period.
Yeah, that was weird.
No reason. Yeah, and we ended up, you know, making it to overtime, at least salvage a point there and whatnot. And then we got just rampaged in that third game, and then I came out to be a skater, and then I think we won our next two games, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was two.
Yeah, we won two, and then Amp bounced. You and I went to do some threes eliminator, made it to the finals once, and then just a bunch of other second rounders, but it was still a fun night.
Nah, look, man, I had a good time. Yeah, man, look, man, I always enjoy throwing down with you guys, so.
Other than that, I finally got NBA 2K22.
Oh, did you?
Because it was on like a massive deal. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was like 67% off or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I snagged that because I always love that game. For my money, that's always the best.
What story out. And everything else? Yeah.
Yeah. The story is actually pretty cool in this one. The only thing it's not necessarily that I don't like it, but you know, I wish I could just have my, like, they always, the story always has you playing a character. Like, yeah, you get to have, like, your name, but you're always referred to as whatever they make the character's nickname in that game. Like, the one year, you're this dude that they call Prez. Another year, you're Shay. This year, you're MP. I think one game you were AI. Another game you were like, I forget, like those are the nicknames they go with. And you can eventually like make, you know, put your own nickname, but it's like, it's not like Chell where like they'll ever say my name. You know what I mean?
I mean, they still don't.
I can't even get an Andrew though. Like they're just going to refer to me as like, fine. But, I just got to college. Cause you do get to decide this game. It's massive. The city in this game. And the places you can go and the shit that you can do. I actually ran into the fucking State Farm guy. You can choose to go straight to the NBA. You can choose to go to college first, or you can choose to go to the G League. Now there's pros and cons to all of them. Obviously the con to hopping, you know, to going to college is that you can work on your badges and stuff like that before you get to the league. You can work on your badges and attributes. The G League, I believe you get more exposure right away, but the benefit of going to college is you can go to G League after college, but you can't go to college after the G League. Okay. So I went to college. I am on, and it's funny that it worked out this way, because in games past, you pretty much just picked what college you wanted to go to, and regardless, the same type of shit would happen in this game. Different college programs cater to certain play styles. So, like, there are certain schools that have a heavy emphasis on the defensive side of the ball, and if that's not the play style that you want to, like, me, primarily my play style is, like, a perimeter defender, like, kind of like a Matisse Thybulle,
yeah.
But a straight shooter, because I make my guy my size, my height, so obviously I'm not going to be this dude driving to the basket because I'm 5'7". So...
Makes sense.
So I always make my guy a shooter, and funny enough, the best school catered to 90% shooting and then defense, Villanova.
Nice.
I am currently on Villanova.
You are a Wildcat.
I am a Wildcat.
You got Jay Wright?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. Dude, I love that.
Yeah. The game, like I said, the game is just so much fun. Like, you could, because like I said, it, where NHL fails, and maybe they'll fix it at some point, is that, like, it just gets to a point where all you're doing is playing a game, exiting, playing a game, exiting, playing a game. You could fucking play NBA for 3 hours and only play one game if you want to. Like, there's so much to do in the city. You can go to the arcade and play arcade games, do the trivia games. You can go play people online. You can go shop for shoes and phones. And now in this year's game, they added this thing where you build your brand and you can, you know, you can go down the, like, you know, the music path. You can go and actually, like, make beats and songs and shit and become, like, kind of like a Dame Lillard. You know, fashion, like, they got runways and shit to be, like, fashion models and shit like that. Like, it's dope. There's a lot to do. But yeah, I'm still, like I said, I'm still pretty new into it. I haven't even played. I got my first game against Gonzaga to start the national championship tournament. And then from there, we will we'll see what happens. Hopefully I land on the Sixers.
Yo, that would be sick.
Hopefully I land on the
Sixers. That'd be sick, man. Running with Maxie and it'll be new, like, a beard and Embiid.
Dude, having Harden would be ridiculous, because the only thing that sucks is, like, I thoroughly enjoyed the last couple years when I ended up on the Sixers, because the way the lineup worked, I actually, even though I'm a point guard, I still got to be on the floor with Ben, Joe, and Tobias all at the same time, because they just had, you know, they just moved Ben to the four. They got Joe playing the five, so they just took Ben out of point guard, but I still got to play. So now that Ben's not on the team, I'm not going to be on the court with, I'm going to be taking Maxie's minutes. He's going to end up coming off the bench because we're both point guards. So the starting rotation would probably be me, Harden, Embiid, Tobias.
Ooh, dude.
And.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. Me, Harden, Embiid. Tobias. Who the fuck am I missing?
Thybulle.
Harden. Thybulle, thank you. Which is still fun. Like, I'm not going to have any problem kicking the ball to Harden or Joel Embiid. But it would be cool to be able to play out there with Maxie at the same time. That'd be cool. Maybe the occasional time that they switch me to shooting guard, maybe I'll be able to. But yeah, but no, that's it for me.
Now it is time to tell you where you can connect with CGC. You have our website, which is consolegamingcrew.com, or send us an email at consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @consolecrew. That's the fastest way you can get a hold of us, and we'll get back to you. Our YouTube and Instagram are both Console Gaming Crew. Facebook can suck a bag of dicks. And like we told you in the beginning of the episode, BossRushGames.com. Best place where you can go to find all of your gaming and entertainment. Well, entertainment. So, BossRushGames.com. Be better. And also, you have our Twitch, which is CGC Podcast. You have my co-op Monday night games, which we are doing Back for Blood, or Hav and I are playing A Way Out. Yeah, man, we're getting into all sorts of shit. And then Fun
Friday. It was fun watching you guys play that, by the way.
Dude, A Way Out is such a good time. And, like, me and Hav just, dude, we just fucking just joke on each other constantly. Yeah. So, you also have Fun Friday, Freaky Friday, you know what I mean, Frenzy Friday, whatever you want to call it. Right now, we're running Chell, you know what I mean, just kicking the hockey thing, because it's what we like to do, because we like the game. And then you also might catch Anthony and Andy doing a little bit of It Takes Two, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. So, until next time, we want to ask everybody. You know, I mean, we know, at least around, I mean, at least in the states and everything, I mean, the mandates and everything are going down, but the cases are going down, but I still want to say it to y'all because I love y'all. I love y'all and I want everybody to be safe. So please, stay safe, wash your hands, mask up. We stand for Ukraine, and we stand with Ukraine.
Absolutely.
And as always,
game on.
Game on, y'all. Be good. Peace.